So, sexual health is still a rather taboo subject in many circles, but the Southern African Sexual Health Association, otherwise known as SASHA, is aiming to change that opinion and that social construct. They're holding a conference in Cape Town next month from the 21st to the 23rd of October, and the theme of the conference is Merging the Mosaic, Advancing Sexual Health in Southern Africa. And on the line now to talk to us through the vision of this conference is Dr. Anthony Smith, who is a family doctor and sexual medicine practitioner. He teaches in the Department of Family Medicine at UCT and is a fellow of the European Committee of Sexual Medicine and is also past president and current treasurer of SASHA. Welcome to the show, Doc.
Bianca, thank you so much for having me here today.
Thank you for making time for us. I know your time is limited, so let's jump straight to it. Tell us a bit about what the conference is about and why the theme is Merging the Mosaic.
Bianca, we are incredibly excited. This is the first conference of its kind in Southern Africa, and we're setting out to do some very unique things to balance out a few things. Now, SASHA's been around for a long time. That's the Southern African Sexual Health Association. And our main remit is to educate fellow health care professionals in the area of sexual health. It's a very area where people are undereducated. Medical schools and the like really don't educate professional students sufficiently. And we've been doing this now for many, many years. But this is a unique event where we're gathering together a group of experts in a diverse range of different fields, which all correspond to the kind of knowledge base which we'd like professionals to have information on in the broad area of sexual health. And that includes doctors, physiotherapists, psychologists, sociologists, really anybody. And that's also just anybody with a professional interest in sexual health. So not even necessarily clinicians, but anybody out there is interested. But our key theme here is Merging the Mosaic. And the mosaic is on lots of different levels. The mosaic is, first of all, we're looking to represent of the broad range, the full spectrum of sexualities, of genders, of identities, of the human experience of what it means to be a sexual individual. And then we are covering the full span. So it's not only about helping people out there to solve their sexual problems, which is what historically medical people have done, but also to enhance their pleasure and to enhance people's sexual lives and to build, because we very much believe that your humanity, your experience as a human person is centered around your sexual life and your sexuality. So yes, in a nutshell, you could say that's what we're doing.
And is the conference only open to medical professionals or can the general public attend too?
So it's aimed towards medical, not necessarily medical, but professionals who deal with human sexuality, and it doesn't necessarily have to be people in healthcare. You could be a teacher at a school where you have an interest. And, you know, more currently, there have been issues with regards to the changing cultural norms of young people and something that you have an interest in. So, you know, you could be a journalist who's writing about such things. So it's really only for healthcare professionals. But we are also, in addition to dealing with a broader philosophical and social and psychological issues around sexual health, also dealing very much with practical issues that professionals are going to would need in order to address the problems of their health.
So important. Talk us through the different subject matters that will be covered at the conference.
Certainly, Bianca. So there's different streams. One of the streams is a more biomedical stream. So we're also dealing with things like, and in this biomedical stream, we're dealing with how cancer, for example, affects sexuality, called oncosexuality. How the interface between being a sexual person and having cancer and dealing with the treatments and the changes that occur to the human body in the diagnosis, the treatment of cancer. We're also dealing with diabetes, a very common endocrine issue. We're also dealing with testosterone, a controversial hormone used, which many people don't really have a full understanding of, and certainly is controversial, even in clinical practice. And the different dimensions, and I think it's also important just to note, we're not only just dealing with the subject matter and the knowledge base, but we're also wanting to get different perspectives on the subject from different people who are involved. So you may have somebody who's a basic science teacher, or you may have somebody who has experienced it as a trans individual and how they would utilize, say, testosterone. We want to know a little bit about the politics, a little about the psychology, a little bit about the practicalities of prescribing. So you can see this is once again the mosaic. But other symposia include a number of workshops. We have workshops on sexual pain. We've got one on mindfulness and sexology, and on sensate focus in sexology. And then we have some more of the symposia in the course of the Saturday and Sunday, the 2 days, on sexual health in adolescence, also on medical education. We have some very notable professors and academics speaking about how it is that we can improve the education of medical students and students in general in the health sciences, in teaching them around sexual health. We're going to be...
you go ahead, finish.
And we're also going to have symposia on trans and gender diverse sexual health, as well as sexual justice.
Right.
And believe it or not, we even have a symposium on the future of sexology, where we'll be talking about sex in space, the final frontier. And ironically, well, not appropriately, should I say, that's going to be the final symposia of the weekend.
The final frontier.
The final frontier.
I was going to ask you that, so I'm glad you... I've never heard of astrosexology before.
Yes, well, we need to look to the future again. And with artificial intelligence, robotics, and all manner of changes, we are all thinking about how this is going to change, the human experience of what it means to be sexual.
Fascinating stuff. Tell us now, Anthony, where people can find out more, where they can book tickets, and just all the platforms and numbers that they need to know.
Wonderful. So the main website to log into would be mosaicsasha2022.co.za. And you could also search for the Southern African Sexual Health Association, or SASHA, and you will then see what we do as a group, as a whole as well. And there's place for information, and we are incredibly excited, and we are looking forward to welcoming all those who are really interested to be participants and to be part of this conference.
Where is it taking place in Cape Town? What is the venue?
So it's going to be a face-to-face conference at the Protea Breakwater Lodge at the waterfront.
Okay.
And yeah, so we...
What does
it
cost also to take part?
The cost. The cost is going to be, at this stage, it's 3,000 Rand for the 2 days if you are a SASHA member, and 3,700 if you're not a SASHA member, but you can also attend 1 day at a time. And all
right.
The costs are very clearly on the website.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Smith, today. We really appreciate it. And good luck with what sounds like it's going to be a fascinating conference.
Thank you so much, Bianca.
That was Dr. Anthony Smith, medical doctor, and also the treasurer at the Southern African Sexual Health Association conference, telling us about their conference that's coming up in October called Merging the Mosaic. And you can go up onto the SASHA website to find out more and book your tickets.